Good evening, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. My name is Jeff. That is held every evening at 9 p.m. at the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on June 17th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Community Center, 106 Carter Street, Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., if tool's not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find our net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in?
W2ZXN Mobile, good evening.
W2ZXN Mobile, Andy, good evening. What's going on today?
Good evening, Jeff. Everybody is about to check in. Not an awful lot. Nice place for A, just mobile enough to work there. Looking at the cloud formations, we've got plenty of clouds around us, but other than this morning, or early afternoon, I should say, we really didn't have any rain to speak of. Which is kind of sad, because at this point we could probably use a little bit of it. But other than that, not an awful lot. It's still a warm night out. I guess it's gonna, the low's going to dip a little bit lower tonight into the lower 50s, but that'll be comfortable sleeping weather in the morning, for sure. Anyway, 7-3-0, we'll be listening out. W2ZXM, back to you, Josh.
Okay, Andy. Well, we had some rain here today. I don't know, it was around noon, somewhere around there. It lasted for a good half an hour or so. It was good downpour, but wasn't a long period of rain. And we just had some rain blow through here about maybe, it just ended here about 5 minutes ago. So it's probably heading your way. So, all right, but you have a good evening there, and good drive there into work, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
Number 2, Kilo Papa Romeo.
And 2, KPR, Rich, good evening. What's going on tonight? Oh, I'm sorry, is that Lloyd? I can't remember now.
Well, right now we're having a lot of rain coming down. High winds, nice light show. With a little bit of drum music in the back there going. I don't know which way it's going, but if it was over in Patton is coming this way, then I would say probably, maybe your voice won't get it. Who knows? But it's getting a little wet. And it's finally cooling down a little bit. That cool air feels really good. Back to you, Jeff. Thanks for keeping up.
Okay, Rich, yeah, when it came through here, it cooled everything down. We opened up all the doors there and the screen doors there, and we let the air in, and it's nice, and it kind of took that humidity right out. So, all right, well, good luck tonight, and we'll catch up with you later, and thanks for checking in. This is KD2AIT looking for check-ins.
KC2NBU.
KC2MBU, Ray, good evening. What's going on tonight?
We're down to 63 degrees here, and we have been watching quite the light show out the back window here. But it seems to be breaking up, and I'm starting to see some clear sky again. So, what a day.
Roger. Yeah, we could probably use a good rainy day. They're saying Thursday we might get some rain, but I don't know if it's going to be an all day thing or not. We'll have to wait and see. But I think we could use a good day just to kind of soak everything up a little bit. But at least with the rain we had today, you don't have to go out and water the garden now. So at least I don't. And catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-in. Well, for myself, had to work today and took a bike ride after lunch, right up on the towpath there for not long, maybe 30 minutes or so, just to get out and stretch the legs. And had to go back to work, and we had an early dinner, and my wife and I went for a run on the towpath afterwards, so seems like I spent more time up on the towpath today than anything else. But it was a nice day. It was a little buggy towards the end there. That humidity kind of brought them out there at the end of the day, but what are you going to do? That's the way it is. So nothing else here to report. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Roger that, Rich. I don't blame you. It was warm. I had to get the air conditioner on in here today. It was warm and soggy. So, but hey, I'll take it over snow any day of the week. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? KC2WI, you're barely coming in. I heard you there. I don't know if you can bump up your power or not, but what's going on tonight there, Pete? I don't know if you're still broadcasting or not, but we just lost you. KC2WI, do you copy?
Pete, if you can hear me, check to make sure you're not off frequency a little bit. Again.
Roger, that's what it sounds like, because it sounds like you're, like the microphone's in the front seat and you're in the back seat.
No, I think it's partly too fast. No, I'm outside of
the guy. Okay, Pete. Well, thanks for checking in there, and hopefully next time we'll catch you, you'll be a little bit closer. So, alright. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins?
Any other queries?
Go ahead.
Yeah, do you know what kind of mic cord he's looking for?
I have no idea.
I know it's an 8-way, you use care cards. But, I found the place online and it had all sorts of mic cords, so... I'll have to look up that information and get it out to him. I'll get back to you here. Do you have time to keep you up?
Roger that. All right, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Andy, Rich, Ray, and Pete for checking in tonight. Say 73 is anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
Hey, this is Jeff. Talk to you again. Andy, drive clear quick. Ray, hi there. Been a while. You guys, if anybody knows why I haven't been on frequency, is because I have many of you into frequency. My antenna got moved, and I could hit nothing there. Not even up there for a while, so. But I'm back again. Can't get them all, but I'm getting some of them. They're important ones, anyways. And to give you
up. Roger that, Rich. Yeah, I haven't been up on the 210 repeater either in a while. We're moving some antenna stuff, structures around up there, too. So we cut down some trees, I should say, that my antennas were in. So we're working on that, though. We're working on getting a telescoping mast up there that I can hang it up on, so that's coming sooner or later. Alright, well, we'll probably catch you on one of them repeaters here. N2KPR, KD2AIT.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
This is N2WBX, good evening, no traffic.
Okay, KC2NBU, yes, thank you for checking in. And N2WBX, thank you for hearing, please.
WBX, repeat.
Yes, the November 2 WBX, am I correct?
I'm sorry, that is correct. November 2 Whiskey Bravo X-ray.
Okay, thank you. Can I get a first name, please?
Dennis, D-E-N-N-I-S, Delta Echo November, November, India, Sierra.
Okay, Dennis, telephone sound is familiar, but I just can put it in with it. Thank you much for checking in. This is Richard with Nelson. Anybody else would like to check in? Enter KPR for Octane. I think this is a final call for Octane. Recommended station, moving down all stations as well. Not that it is. Okay, Ray, Dennis, thank you both for checking in tonight. Have a good evening. Talk to you again. And 2 KPR.